Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Rick, well, congratulations, first of all.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're into the grand final.
Into the grand final next Wednesday. 12:15 at West Lakes.
At West Lakes.
Playing Hawthorn.
Hawthorn.
The Mighty Hawks.
And would you start as favourites or...?
They've beaten them once this year. I didn't play in the game. I've only played Hawthorn once and we lost. That's the semi-final. Oh, look, 50-50. Finals are a funny thing, aren't they?
Oh, are they what? Now, that's a very good lead-in to a quick discussion on the Barossa and Light cricket semi-finals.
Tanunda versus Angaston, isn't it? Grand final?
Amazing.
Hey?
Well, you'd think so. They're the top two sides.
Gone.
Absolutely both gone. Two amazing upsets. One played four, two played three.
Yep.
Tanunda, been top all
year
long. Newry, some would say a little bit lucky to even get into the four.
Yep.
They've beaten Tanunda.
You tipped Malalai, didn't you? You thought Malalai might have got
yes,
in there.
And they fell at the last hurdle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the amazing thing is, it was, first of all, the Tanunda game.
Yep.
Where against any expectation you might have, they won the toss and batted and made only
125. Sam Calhoun, 69 of that.
69, and I think only two of the others got double figures.
Got a double figure, and one of them was Sundry. See,
yes,
he done quite well.
He
batted down low.
So Newry,
177.
That's right. They were actually six or seven down before they got there.
Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with the pitch, but anyway, they
get. Where was it played?
At Tanunda.
At Tanunda, okay.
Now, this is an amazing story, which in a fiction cricket story, you'd struggle to come up with this. So they've batted on and got 50-odd ahead, 52 ahead, I think it was.
Yep.
So Newry have won on the first innings. However, Tanunda insisted that the game continue.
Yep.
Because they had all or nothing to
lose.
Right. Because they're beaten.
Shake your hands now and then go down the pub
you try in the hope with time running out and overs running out.
Yep.
So the Tanunda boys, and you've got to give them incredible credit, they go out and absolutely smash.
18 overs.
Made
177.
Right, basically 10 and over. So take off the 50-odd, that puts them
125
ahead.
Ahead.
But all Newry have to do is not win outright because they've already won on the first.
Keep their wickets in hand.
Exactly. And they had to bat out 32 overs, I think it was.
32 overs it was.
And they're 8 down for 20-odd.
8 for 28.
If it had got another half dozen overs, you'd say that they would have been bowled out. The only thing I can suggest is that Newry would have... It's very hard to just occupy the crease without doing anything. And I've got a funny feeling
Chris Gers might have doctored the wicket quickly coming into that last
innings. I heard
his son was 16 overs, 10 maidens, 4 for 10.
I heard that he whizzed down the street. And you know those big rollers that where they dig up the bits before they redo it? I've got a feeling Chris got hold of one of those.
He rolled it with that. A few divots in it.
Anyway, it must have been pretty exciting.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure because I wasn't there. Secondhand story, I hear that they actually dropped a catch right at the end, which might have made it 9 for.
Which and then,
how would you like walking in at 9 for 20? That would have been good fun. Anyway, you would not have picked that in a fit.
Unbelievable.
But then, not to be outdone, as they say in the good books, Ango, who basically you'd have bet your house and car on being a Tanunda Angaston grand final.
Yeah.
They've got knocked off by Sandy Creek. Or hang on. They got knocked off by
Diner. 108, 56 balls, 82 minutes. He hit 5 fours, which is 20, 10 sixes, which is 60. There's 80 out of the 108. He came in, they were 4 for 67. And when he departed, they were just about got there because they only had to make just over 200. They were 7 for 196.
Unbelievable. I've been privileged enough to see him bat when he's on. And they would have Angaston, I mean, you can't bowl to him when he's in that. Yep. I mean, he's, as you've just said to the listeners, he's made 80 of 100 from 10 sixes and whatever fours. And it wouldn't matter. He's just hitting them out the ground.
Well, just get before that, Ricky, he rolled the arm over for 21 overs, 8 maidens, 2 for 40.
Do you reckon he got the man of the match? Or not?
If he didn't, you'd want to inquire into why not, wouldn't you?
Hey?
Hey, that's unbelievable.
What a performance.
What a game. Wow.
So you've got the two underdogs, as it were, playing in the grand final.
Sandy Creek versus Newry, and that'd be where?
Sandy Creek.
At Sandy Creek, on the little oval. Golf course.
I wonder whether Newry, how many are they allowed to field in the golf course?
I'd be fielding on the top of the dam. There's a dam over the other side of the road there.
I've actually umpired there. It's a beautiful ground.
Just a bit small,
a little
isn't
bit
it?
Small.
Yeah.
And you add half an hour on for a day's play because of getting the ball across
the road,
the water pipe and the road.
Yep.
Now, if Dinah's on form, they might have needed lights there.
Well, I would
say
Sandy Creek will win that. There's my tip.
Well, you're a brave man. I would have to go for Sandy Creek as well.
Okay.
But we've already just said stranger things can happen.
I have my money on Tanunda, so that's gone.
Sandy Creek have got a far deeper and better all-round side. Yep.
And if he's going to, in that sort of form, I mean,
however,
how do you stop that?
You can't stop it. But if Newry, through good management or good luck or whatever, if they can get Dinah for a reasonable score, they'll be in the game
they're
as well.
In it.
But anyway, so probably enough.
Well, there's the local cricket
absolutely
gone, up and gone.
Incredibly exciting.
So where are you
really?
Off to this week, Rick? Umpiring? I've caught you off hand.
You
there,
have caught me off hand.
You haven't got the big game?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay,
no,
you've got like A1 reserve somewhere.
So,
that's okay.
So, sorry, I can't. That's all right.
I pinned that straight on you.
Question
didn't
without.
I? we know what your memory's like, Rick.
Now,
or is it mine?
That's all right. That's all right, Jimmy. You'll be all right. I'll get back on the bike in a minute.
It was one of us.
Now, tell me.
Bye bye, baby. Goodbye.
Bay City Rollers, 1970s.
I had another name.
That's what Dangerfield's singing at the moment, isn't it? Bye bye, bumpy
just
goodbye.
Three little weeks.
Now you're the umpire. He's gone on a 3-week holiday. He's taken his wife and child, and he's going over to. He's going to Hawaii.
Is he? Nice little holiday.
Yeah.
Let's spend a couple of dollars.
Yeah.
Hey, million
now,
a year.
Now you are the guru of football umpiring. The bump or not to bump. What's your story?
Look, I still like it. You know, he was pretty unlucky, Dangerfield, wasn't he? He was unlucky that they hit heads. If they hadn't hit heads, it would have been a free kick FAD.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, if they hadn't hit heads. See, he had a right on his temple, he's got a cut.
He did, but I don't know. The answer is I don't know, but I think, I mean, the head contact did
absolutely
not help.
There's no problem. I don't have a problem with head contact, but he was pretty unlucky because they actually slammed heads. Hit heads. So didn't really have to bump him, probably.
Have you dropped your membership of Port Adelaide and you've become a Geelong fan?
No, but I don't mind Dangerfield because he left the Crows. Like everybody else, there's another one leaving there too.
Last one to leave, turn the lights off.
Look, I'm all for it. No, like the head contact, but He was unlucky with that bump. Let's face it.
My argument is it not only should be umpired out of the game, but to solve the problem, easy. If they can introduce concussion rules 24 hours before the first game starts, they could announce this afternoon, if they chose to, to outlaw the bump. Now, the reason for the bump being outlawed is... And Dangerfield himself, bearing in mind that he's in a sort of cleft stick because he's president of the Players Association, and he acknowledges that the bump, high tackles, whatever, he's actually said this. He acknowledges that they're an attempt by the AFL to help eliminate injury and long-term damage to players. Now, there's only one way you outlaw the bump. Not interpretations of Phil was a nice gentle bump. You outlaw it. There you go. How's that?
How's Teddy? How would Teddy Whitten, Byron Pickett, Neil Baum,
Neil Curley,
Neil Curley? How would they go?
Dermy, they wouldn't be playing too many games. How would they
go? Or what about Dipper?
Now, good listeners, did you notice how he's actually just ignored and deflected the question? Now, get outlaw the
bump. I don't like it. No, I like the bump. You've got to have the bump in the game. Well, let's go on to the netball court. Let's go and play netball then. Well, they're not allowed to touch and bump and...
Yeah, but hang on. But we've outlawed, we've changed a lot of other things. Lindsay Head. Lindsay Head used to bounce the ball deliberately so it ran away from him so he'd get a hold in the man.
On the man. Aren't they funny to watch now?
Now, the reality is that life has taken on a different aspect to earlier versions of football where, I mean, you could run through and render someone unconscious with your fist as long as the umpire wasn't watching.
We're playing touch footy now, are we?
Well,
is it touch footy?
Not even touch footy. I mean,
you can't touch them.
There would be some people who'd say that there are parts of Aussie rules football that have been well and truly devised or taken out of Gaelic football. And the way we now almost play on at any cost, even after marking, is very Gaelic football. You can't do all this damage in Gaelic football. Let's get rid of the bump. Let's just get used to seeing people contest a ball fairly. Not big body smash into other big body.
Oh, I think it's part of footy.
Permanent. Well, there's a...
I don't like the head injury, so I've got to admit, but, I mean, that's been some of the best part of footy over the years.
What?
The number of
concussions?
No, not necessarily concussions. There was been some real good hard bumps. You sort of got to shake yourself to get up and away you go.
You were quite comfortable looking at those bumps from the lounge room.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
No, it's simple. You've got to outlaw it. Simple as that.
Bump. Oh, no, I don't like it, but anyway.
We outlawed tripping a long time ago too. Eh?
Yeah, I know. The game's changed, and we won't say for the better either at times, the footy game.
Well, in the first versions, I think we might have mentioned this last week, in the first versions of Aussie rules, which actually came out of versions of rugby and whatever from England, you're allowed to kick people in the shins. You were?
Yeah, I know. We talked about that last week or something, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, legal. Get rid.
So that's out. The bump is out, you reckon?
Bay City Rollers.
Look, something else that's out.
What's that?
Eddie Betts.
I
can't make the Carlton side.
What a waste of a year's contract that was.
Well, he's only on the lower.
Oh, is he?
Sup list type thing.
First of all, I'll preface what I'm about to say by saying I've got nothing personally against Eddie Betts.
No, I like him.
Or anything else. However, it goes against all the sort of philosophical thoughts about what we do in football these days of, you know, we'd argue that Port have got a great blend of mature, experienced players and youth.
Yep.
Now, Carlton have by giving Betts a one-year whatever contract
I can't think what it's called.
Have denied a young bloke.
Yep.
And the fact is that Betts won't get a game unless they have a catastrophe number of injuries. So I don't see the value.
I mean, I watched Carlton the other night and some of their young little forwards.
They look all right, don't they?
You're not going to drop them
for
a 34, 35-year-old guy.
Unless you made a comeback, they'd think seriously
about
that.
Absolutely. See me in a forward pocket, they'd be burning it up. But
anyway, I reckon Paddy Whacker, he's gone.
Paddy's gone.
Paddy's bump's gone.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot afford to either have
Wasn't
concussion.
Byron Pickett a great footballer?
Oh, he was.
Oh, he could lay a bump.
What about that grand final when he's run the whole length?
Norm Smith, medalist. Oh,
incredible.
Unbelievable. Okay, we'll move on from that. Crows have got to be a premiership threat, don't they, Rick?
Well, they'd be straight to the semi-final.
They beat Geelong.
Yeah.
Straight
to the semi-final. In fact, it could be the year. Crows play Port Adelaide in the second semi-final.
I don't think so.
You don't?
Because they're not going to make
Port
it.
Port won't make it.
No, no. The other Adelaide side won't make it.
Now, while we're talking about it, we can't run over time, but there was a very interesting article, very interesting article in the paper the other day.
Yep.
Suggesting that if you lose the first two games of the minor round, statistically, very rarely do you make the eight.
Wow. Now, and Geelong are going to do that this week because they're going to lose to Brisbane this week. That's my footy tip.
Well, I know that. Well, actually,
there you go.
My footy tip is that they will beat
Well, then Brisbane aren't going to make it.
Correct.
Wow. Now, so one of those teams isn't going to make it.
What I think, if I recall correctly, is that the sides that are Norton 1, Carlton are playing Collingwood.
Yep.
I'm picking Carlton.
I'm going Collingwood.
Yep, right. Geelong and Brisbane.
Yeah, went Brisbane.
I've gone Geelong.
Yeah.
Gold Coast and North Melbourne.
I went Gold Coast.
So do I.
So North Melbourne, Melbourne will finish bottom, yeah.
Right. And Freo and GWS. Now, it's interesting. We can laugh at and the suggestion of if you don't win either of your first two, you don't make the eight. But according to the article that I read, of the last 58 teams that have gone into round 3, not 2, have a guess how many have actually made the eight?
Two.
Oh, you've...
it's only a guess. Did I guess it?
No,
five.
Okay. Out of 58.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very interesting stat, isn't it?
Yeah. Right? Well, there you go.
So, it'd be interesting to see if it comes true... Then, gee, the eight's going to be look interesting without Collingwood, without either Geelong or Brisbane.
Yeah, I don't reckon it's. I reckon.
And GWS.
Or, I can see Geelong and Brisbane both being in the eight by the end of the year.
But it'll be. We might try and remember to look that up a little bit later on and see how we go.
The Port looked very, very good while you're getting the joke ready. The Port looked very good, I thought. First quarter was very scrappy. I thought, oh, what are we doing? And then 8-1, I think it was, in the second, and blew the game over.
I will be honest with our listeners and totally depend and rely upon your description because I saw naught of the game.
Oh,
too busy umpiring.
Oh, sorry. You were too.
Too busy umpiring.
Yeah, I thought they looked all right. Three quarters were good and one was ordinary the first quarter.
Gee, I tell you what, when they talk about testing people for drugs, what about Boakey? He's a different man,
They took
him on the ground again.
He didn't even play the last quarter. He had a bit of a sore thigh, so they took him off just to rest him. But
and
he had
still
21 at half time. Yeah. 21 possessions half time. Unbelievable.
He's been incredible, hasn't
right,
he?
Right, we are going to go over time, so let's get this joke.
Now, although it's a little bit dated, it's a very good joke, I think. Right? Finally, after nearly 30 years, Richmond made the grand final. But it was such a surprise that many Tiger fans couldn't get a ticket. In desperation, one supporter put this advertisement in his local newspaper. Man offers marriage to woman who can provide grand final ticket. Offer completely genuine. Replies must include photograph of the ticket.
And that's not Tenny Richmond as they've won 3 out of 5 premierships or whatever it is.
Anyway, so we're not shockingly over time. We'll close now. And until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.